The IU Department of Theater and Drama's Ruth N. Hall's Theater is currently playing host to a festival of wit in Richard Brinsley Sheridan's post-restoration comedy of manners, The School for Scandal. Two wit-laden stories intertwine. There's a comical mismatch of Sir Peter Teazle, a witty old pantaloon, and Lady Teazle, a witty young country girl. Then there is the story of two witty brothers, Joseph, who seems a bit too perfect, and Charles, who seems a bit too debauched. Add to these figures a quintet of witty scandal-mongers, and you have an evening with lots of plots and counterplots, intrigues, reversals, upendings, a bit of heart, and, well, wit. Clayton Gerard was delightful as the often-befuddled Sir Peter. He's an older man who married what he took to be an innocent younger wife and now has to suffer with her growing sophistication. Maura Loeffler was a charmer as his pert, social-climbing wife and scandal tyro. Aaron Kirkpatrick did nicely in the difficult role as Charles Surface, the brother whose surface is all goodness and sentiment, but whose inside is greed and malice. Joshua Krause, the debauched brother Charles Surface, played very much the genial playboy. Austin Wilson was their rich uncle Sir Oliver, and he played his various roles as he sought out the brothers' true natures. Evelyn Gaynor, with a permanent pout painted on her lips and a masterful swish with her long skirt, presided over her drawing-room school for scandal as Lady Sneerwell. Nicole Bruce, made up as a Mardi Gras raccoon, was a commanding presence as the gossipy Mrs. Candor. Jackson Goldberg, Crabtree, and Drew Jenkins, Sir Benjamin Backbite, were very funny as a quarreling pair of tale-bearers. The costumes for the School for Scandal are a feast for the eyes with a continuing variety of lines, fabrics, and colors. Most of the action takes place on Fred Dewar's lovely-to-look-at and very functional open-revolving set. Dale McFadden directs this fast-moving, multi-scened play with a sure hand, and although I've emphasized the language, the varied characters and the drama itself are outstanding. Sheridan's The School for Scandal continues in the Ruth N. Hall's Theater through Saturday with 7:30 evening performances and a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday as well. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.